Hello, this is the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. It is wonderful to have you join me. For today's show, we're going to be focusing on US pianist George Winston and his track Longing Love from his 1980 release Autumn. It is a pleasure to present this track to you, and I include Winston under the banner I have already used on a few of my shows, that being Windham Hill Artist. I do so because I was introduced to this whole array of incredible musicians who are part of the amazing record label that is Windham Hill. I think it is fair to say that people who enjoy the sound of the piano are very likely to know the name George Winston already. He has actually sold millions of albums. Born in 1949, and like so many musicians of his ilk, Winston credits his influences to the astonishing black jazz musicians of the time. By all accounts, it was pianists like Thomas Fats Waller that made him move from organ to solo piano. Interestingly, he picked up the organ first through his introduction to the band The Doors. He ended up honouring that first love by releasing an album in 2002 called Night Divides the Day, The Music of The Doors, which consisted of solo piano renditions of their songs. The Doors keyboard player, Ray Manzarek, stated that he loved the album. Although he released his first album in 1972, it wasn't until he met with Windham Hill headman William Ackerman in 1979 that he was to create another. Produced by Ackerman, the album Autumn was released in 1980 and consisted of piano renditions of some guitar songs that he liked, as well as some of his own nighttime piano pieces. For me, nighttime means plaintive, tranquil, ambient almost. It soon became the best-selling album in the Windham Hill catalogue. His next album, Winter into Spring, released in 1982, like Autumn, went platinum, which indicates a million-plus sales. He released another album soon thereafter called December for Christmas 1982, which went on to sell more than 3 million copies. So extremely impressive stuff. Released in May of this year, Restless Wind is the 19th album by Winston and his 15th solo piano album. In case you are wondering why those numbers are different, it is because he is also gifted on other instruments. For example, he released an album of songs played on the harmonica in 2013. So back to our feature track, Longing Love. Winston actually composed the track in 1975, so there was a few years before it saw its public release in 1980. It is a track that I humbly believe should be introduced to all aspiring piano learners before they start being taught, regardless of their age. It will inspire them that all that hard work will be worth it. There is so much emotion and life in this track that it literally jumps out of the speaker. In fact, I would go so far as to say that it is almost impossible to dislike this song. And by the way, he has lots of other great songs for you to discover. Please indulge yourself. But in the meantime, here is the track Longing Love by the US pianist George Winston from his 1980 album Autumn.